Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroe taking you through this Wednesday morning. Looking forward to talking to Brooks Bratton of the Predators Official Podcast here in just a few minutes. Joe, we discovered the root of the noises that were happening at the end of the last segment. It was your fault.
I'm sorry. Also, I did almost start talking before hitting the microphone button, but I corrected myself. So I hope that makes up for it. But yeah, normally my laptop's on mute, and I don't know why it wasn't. Maybe, you know what? Actually, maybe because of the Vrabel Zoom call yesterday. Usually it's like constantly on mute. And yeah, that was one of those pop-up videos at a website I won't name, but an NFL website. And I'm sorry.
It's no, okay. No free pub.
It's okay. I'm not free pubbing that website.
Unless it's the
NFL. Do a lot of aggregating. That's right. A lot of aggregating on that website.
Well, we bring in our good friend Brooks Bratton, who is up in the bubble in Edmonton with the Nashville Predators. Brooksy, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Robbie. It's good to talk to you guys. As you said, from the bubble here in Edmonton. It's quite an experience I'm living right now.
I would imagine it is. What has bubble life been like for you so far?
Honestly, you know what? The first thing that comes to mind is just how safe it really does feel. I mean, everybody from our organization to the NHL to the folks here at Rogers Place, the arena in Edmonton. I mean, everybody has really gone above and beyond, and it's just been really impressive how organized everything is. Like I said, how safe everything is, and it's clearly been a massive undertaking, and no detail has been overlooked. And player safety comes first, which it should be. And in talking to a lot of the guys as well, I don't know that there's a single person here who hasn't been impressed with everything. I don't know that anybody really knew what to expect coming in, and I think there was maybe still some worry or some hesitation as to how things were going to go. That has all but been evaporated at this point. It's really been a good experience so far, and we're excited to play a game tomorrow.
So within the bubble, Brooks, are you at the J-Dub then? JW Marriott?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is obviously a very nice place.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, decent. A little bit better than a Fairfield. So give us the lay of the land. Like, I know John Hines talked the other day about the free Tim Hortons, which immediately made me jealous. But like, so a bunch of different restaurants are open, and you got like an outdoor area. You know, when you walk around, how much does it feel, I guess, like you're not in a bubble?
Yeah, I mean, it does to a point, And one of the things, like you mentioned, the restaurants, so the league has really stressed that teams kind of stay within their own group for these first 5 days here. So I suppose Friday will be the fifth day. We arrived on Sunday. But that has really been just a point of staying together in your group, just in case there is any sort of issue with testing or anything were to come up. So there really aren't a whole lot of restaurants open. Like, for example, we as a team have just been having breakfast, lunch, and dinner all in the same meal room here in the hotel together. And once those first 5 days get out of the way, then you'll start to see more of the restaurants in the hotel. I think the hotel's got 2, 3, 4 restaurants maybe. There's places you can walk over to Rogers Place and go. There's a couple of other hotels with some restaurants, and then you can also order out from different restaurants. They can deliver, you can order room service. So there's a bunch of options like that. You're right. I mean, I would say the thing that really kind of does make it feel like a bubble and remind you of the times that we're in is you can't go anywhere without your mask and without your credential. The moment you leave your hotel room, you've got to have your mask on and you've got to have your credential with you. To just prove that you're supposed to be there, right? So it's definitely a streamlined process, But at the same time, it still is a reminder that, you know, you are getting tested every day. You are having temperature checks and screening checks and that sort of thing. But when you're just hanging out and you're kind of around, it does kind of feel like just a regular old road trip in a sense.
Brooks Bratton from NashvillePredators.com and the Preds official podcast on with us now on Morning Drive. And Brooks, we were talking earlier just about the format of this tournament that the Predators are about to embark on. And I kind of made the point that I feel that the Predators are probably more dangerous going into this tournament than I feel like they would have otherwise been heading into the Stanley Cup playoffs had the season not paused. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? And how dangerous do you think this group is heading into this tournament?
Well, Robbie, I think the one thing that stands out to me is there are a lot of players on this team who did not like their numbers or the way that they played in the regular season. Not to say that anybody had ridiculously poor numbers, but there are a lot of guys who know that they can play better, and they'd be the first to tell you, mainly a lot of the guys in that top six forward group. And I don't think there's a single one of them who didn't come back into camp just completely ready to go. There's a lot of guys who are looking at this as a fresh start. But at the same time, the Predators, as if you can recall all the way back to March, it seems like years ago, but they were on a bit of a run. They were liking the way that they were playing more often than not as we got into March there. And so there is still a little bit of confidence from that, knowing that they felt like they were on the up as far as their overall play was concerned. But again, there are a lot of guys on this team who want to play better, who know that they can play better. The Johansson line, the Jofa line's been back together in camp. They've looked great. Matt Duchene has centered Mikhail Granlund and Kyle Turris. They've had some nice plays in a couple of scrimmages last week in Predators training camp. And they've looked good in the couple of days in practice up here. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, is there's a lot of guys on this team who feel like they have something to prove right now, and that's a very good sign.
We were talking earlier, Brooks, about John Hines and, you know, the difference between coming in mid-season, scrambling to try to learn a team, and meanwhile get a team into playoff contention and all the decisions you have to make on the fly. And now this pause of the chance to learn the team and maybe install more of you what you want to do. From your perspective, do you see a difference in that way? Maybe a difference in style or some wrinkles that he's added that fans might see, you know, when this team resumes playing here?
Yeah, I think so. And Ryan Johansson said that probably a week ago. He was asked about just the comfort level of where they are with systems and the teachings that Hines has tried to instill and that sort of thing. And Johansson said that he feels way more comfortable than he did in the regular season. Not to say that the Predators were lost. It's just a fact of when a new head coach comes in, it's a totally different style. I mean, you guys remember he was hired the day of a game, and that first game was really, he was just kind of observing.
Yeah.
And you had some practice days, but it's so tough in the middle of a season to try to really implement these large concepts. So I think in the regular season, they got the base of it down, and then they were able to come back in training camp and say, okay, we have this base already. Now we're going to build upon it. Now we're going to instill these little nuances and some different ideas in all different areas of the ice. And Coach Hines was saying the other day that we are really getting back to our identity and the way that we want to play. And that's with a lot of speed. This is a team that is still going to want to play fast, is still going to want to be on the offense, but also be more defensively responsible in their own end. So I think it's a good mix of that. And I think everybody's just really anxious to play in that exhibition game tomorrow against Dallas, because even though it doesn't mean anything in the standings, it still means a whole heck of a lot, right? You never want to lose a game, and you don't want to lose your first game up here. But more importantly, I think they want to see what they have. You can only scrimmage and practice against each other so much. You've really got to try to get out there against another team and see what you've got. So I know all the guys are really excited to do that. It's been, as you guys know, it's been 4.5 months since we had an actual game. So they're really excited to get going.
Brooks, obviously a lot of people have made a big deal about the Jofa line getting back together. Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, Victor Arvidsson. Number one, how do you think they've looked in their time together in training camp and these practices? And what kind of an opportunity do you think those guys have to get back to playing to the level that we've grown accustomed while those three have been together?
Well, in the last scrimmage in Bridgestone Arena back in Nashville there last week, Philip Forsberg had a couple of pretty spectacular feeds to Victor Arvidsson for a couple of goals in that scrimmage. Now, that's just a scrimmage, but it's nice to see that they certainly haven't forgotten how to play with each other. And I think every member of that line had remarked that the chemistry just comes right back. When you've had the success that they have had as a trio in previous seasons, I don't know that you ever lose that. And I also think something important to mention is that John Hines, really, he talked to all of his players over the break, of course, but I think he really got to know them as people and what makes them tick. And I think that was especially true for some of his top players, like a Ryan Johansson, like a Philip Forsberg. And his whole thing coming into training camp was, let's go with lines, let's go with trios and defensive pairings that have had success before. And you guys know, I mean, we've seen a virtually unchanged lineup from day one of training camp. And that was certainly by design to say, you know, we've only got 2 weeks to get ready here. Let's not try to reinvent the wheel. We're going to go with guys who we know can play together, we know have had chemistry together before. The Jofa line, of course, and again, as I mentioned earlier, the Duchesne line, he and Mikael Granlund have chemistry together. Kyle Turris has slotted really nicely along with them. The Nick Bonino line with Craig Smith and Rocco Grimaldi were, quite honestly, probably Nashville's best and most consistent line throughout the regular season. And then the defensive pairings, at least in the top four, you know, you've got Yossi Ellis and then Ekholm and Fabbro. So it's really just go back to what you know and what works. And that's kind of been the theme here in training camp, is let's stick together. Let's find that chemistry pretty much instantly. And I mean, I would argue that the Jofa line has certainly found that. I'm really curious, because I think they've done a lot of good stuff over the last 2 weeks.
How do you see the goaltending situation, Brooks? And do you think tomorrow will the exhibition game with Dallas will sort of shed light on where that's headed?
Well, I mean, that's been the big question all throughout camp, right? Is who's going to start game one against Arizona? And as of yesterday, when Coach Hines was asked about it, he said, we still had not made that decision yet as of yesterday morning as to how they would utilize the goaltenders in the game against Dallas. I would think it would be probably pretty close to a split, if not a first and second period for one, the third period for the other. But in watching, for example, Toronto and Montreal yesterday, I believe Carey Price and Frederik Andersen were in there for the entire game for both sides. I don't see Nashville doing that. And John Hines has said it before, we're going to need both goaltenders in this postseason. No matter who starts, if you're going to make a deep run, at some point you're going to need both goaltenders. So I think it's important to get a game in there for both of them. But I mean, it's a heck of a decision. We all know how well Yussi Saros was playing before the pause there. He had a team record or a personal record and the second best shutout streak in franchise history. He went 2.5 games essentially without allowing a goal. And so if you want to look at it from that point, but then you could also look at it from the standpoint of Pekka Rinne, who obviously is the top goaltender in franchise history and has traditionally started the season well. And this 4-month pause has essentially been the length of an off season. So it's a tough decision to make. I don't know that it's been made yet, and I honestly don't know that we're going to know who is starting against Arizona in game one until somebody leads the team out for warm-ups. I really think that that's when we're going to find out eventually.
Brooks Bratton from NashvillePredators.com and the Preds official podcast has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Brooksy, thanks for joining us, my friend. Hope you continue to enjoy bubble life, and thank God hockey's coming back.
Thanks very much, guys. It was a pleasure.
Appreciate it. We'll continue to react to a little bit of what Brooks had to say there and get into some more Preds talk on the other side of the break. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.